Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 131. Contentment. Contentment. What a wonderful word it is. What a wonderful experience it is. Is there anything better than contentment? Trouble, difficulty, misery of one kind or another coming, affliction, whatever it might be, but the sense of contentment in all the changing scenes of life. It's far easier to preach about it, far easier to write about it, than it is to enjoy it. Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters, or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quietened my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child, it is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. As I say, my friend, it's far easier to preach about this, far easier to write about it than to experience it. You know, the psalmist gives us here some of the things that take away our contentment. Pride. Pressing on for things we want, boasting. My eyes are not haughty, lifted up. Concerning ourselves with great matters, things too wonderful for me. What is the psalmist saying? If we aim too high, if we have too great an ambition for ourselves, if we're looking for this and looking for that and all the rest, then we'll never be content. And the psalmist knows he's responsible. I have stilled and quietened my soul. And he says, but I have, in spite of the pressures around me. And we live in a society that keeping up with the Joneses and getting ahead of the Joneses, pressing for better jobs and this and higher standard of that and better cars of this and more experience here and all the rest of it. This psalmist has learned to be content. He's like a weaned child with his mother. I have learned. And so it is with the psalmist. I have. I do this. It's my responsibility. Paul said it. Philippians 4:11-13. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, whether rich and full and having all I want or poor and needy, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. My grace, says Christ, is sufficient for you. And by the Spirit of God, we have the responsibility, yes, but by the Spirit of God, it is possible, brother and sister, for us to be at peace, to rest in God's sovereignty. As the psalmist says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Resign yourself to God and his care. But of course, some of you know what I'm going to quote now. William Cowper. He speaks in one of his hymns like this. He speaks of the joys of this kind of thing, confidence in God and resting in God. Sweet truth, he says, and easy to repeat. Yes, as I said, it's easy to preach on contentment. But when my faith is sharply tried, I find myself a learner yet, unskillful, weak, and apt to slide. Oh, for the grace, as the apostle found, Philippians 4:11-13, I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, even today, to be content, to cast all my care upon the Lord, knowing he cares for me.